Joshua chapter 14. These are the inheritances that the Israelites received in the land of Canaan, which the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites, distributed to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded Moses, for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only towns to live in, with their pasture lands for their flocks and herds. The Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses, they allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him an honest report. But my companions who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, yet I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land on which your foot is trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' And now, as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel was journeying through the wilderness. And here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim were there, with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as the Lord said.' Then Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Caleb son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. So Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. This Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. The lot for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their families, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farther south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Dead Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, up to Adar, makes a turn to Karka, passes along to Azmon, goes out by the Wadi of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Dead Sea, to the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary goes up to Beth-Hogla, and passes along north of Beth-Araba, and the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of En-Shemesh, and ends at En-Rogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, at the southern slope of the Jebusites, that is Jerusalem, and the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom, on the west, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary bends around to Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary circles west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passes along to the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Jeshalon, and goes down to Beth-Shemesh, and passes along by Timnah. The boundary goes out to the slope of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikaron, and passes along to Mount Baalah, and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end at the sea. And the west boundary was the Mediterranean with its coast. This is the boundary surrounding the people of Judah, according to their families. According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb son of Jephunneh a portion among the people of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the 3 sons of Anak, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. From there he went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, Whoever attacks Kiriath Sepher and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksa as wife. Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him his daughter Aksa as wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she dismounted from her donkey, Caleb said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Give me a present. Since you have set me in the land of the Negev, give me springs of water as well. So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their families. The towns belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kavzil, Eder, Jagur, Kaina, Dimona, Ada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bialoth, Hazor Hadata, Kirioth Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beer Sheba, Biziothaya, Baala, Im, Ezem, El Tolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon, in all 29 towns with their villages. And in the lowland, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoah, Enganim, Tapua, Inam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soko, Azeka, Sha'araim, Adithaim, Gerera, Gererothaim, 14 towns with their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dailan, Mespa, Joktiel, Lachish, Boskath, Eglon, Kabon, Laman, Chitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 towns with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iphta, Ashna, Nizib, Kaila, Akzib, and Maresha, 9 towns with their villages. Ekron, with its dependencies and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the Wadi of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coast. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryasana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gailo, 11 towns with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zayor, 9 towns with their villages. Meon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their villages. Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gidor, Ma'arath, Beth-Anoth, and Eltekon, 6 towns with their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midin, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their villages. But the people of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. Joshua chapter 16. The allotment of the Josephites went from the Jordan by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel. Then going from Bethel to Luz, it passes along to Ataroth, the territory of the Arkites. Then it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the territory of lower Beth-Horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The Josephites, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. The territory of the Ephraimites, by their families, was as follows. The boundary of their inheritance on the east was Ataroth-Adar, as far as upper Beth-Horon, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the north is Michmethath. Then on the east the boundary makes a turn toward Taanath-Shiloh, and passes along beyond it on the east to Janoah. Then it goes down from Janoah to Ataroth and to Naarah, and touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapua the boundary goes westward to the Wadi Kanath, and ends at the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites by their families, together with the towns that were set apart for the Ephraimites, within the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. They did not, however, drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites have lived within Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor.